You're now listening to the A Place of Refuge Productive Living Podcast with Bishop Barry D. Walker. A Place of Refuge vision is to cause people to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. For more information, please stop by our website at www.aplaceofrefugechurch.org. Now, here's today's message already in progress.
The root meaning of present is in front of. I said the root meaning of present is in front of. Is a portrait of what you're dealing with right now. Is in the seat or position of a guide or leader is in front. In the position of a leader or a guide. Hence, some of us allow our present issues to guide us. You're controlled by what's going on in your body. You're controlled by what you don't have in your pocket, billfold, or purse. You're controlled by it. And is real when you consider how many folk allow their present to put them in a snare or a trap. To the point to where the only way they can get out is if the thing or the issue either goes away or decides to let them loose. You can't shout about your problem until the problem is over. Because your problem is controlling you to the point to where that's your focus. You can't dance like everybody else is dancing because you're looking at your trouble and your trouble is controlling you. It's controlling you. And I have been there, and I know some are there right now, to where you are allowing what you go through to trap you. Paul said to Timothy that in 2 Timothy 2 and 26, he said, there are some that the devil takes captive just to do his will. He puts them in a certain position in order for them to do his will. And that's how the present will do. The present will actually tell you in February, you're not going to be able to go on vacation in July because you're not working. You're not going to be able to get that car you want because you don't make enough money. And some of us, we were verbally agree with what our present is telling us. Then some of us, even though we can't literally see the voice that's telling us that, we are nod our head as if we see. Your present will control your destiny. You're holding on? If you allow it. Why is it up to me, Pastor? Because God made you a free moral agent. God said, I'm going to give him the choice to believe the present or believe me. I'm going to give her the choice to listen to what her present friends are saying or to listen to what I promise her. It's going to be her choice. It's going to be his choice. And sadly, when you love darkness more so than you love light, or when you believe your present instead of what God has written and revealed, you will stay snared to your present circumstances and situations, even though that's not the will of God for your life. Paul was so adamant about not allowing his present or past to hinder him, to where he got personal when he talked to the Philippian church. He said, one thing I do. He said, I forget those things which are behind. And get this. And I look to those things that are ahead. He just skipped the present. He said, I look to those. He talked about the past, skipped the present, and let us know his focus was on the future. He was not going to be controlled by his past nor his present. He was going to look to the future, and he was going to allow Jesus of the Spirit of Truth to be his guide. I said he was going to allow Jesus of the Spirit of Truth to be his guide. Even the Hebrew writer, when he thought about his present situations and his past situations, he said, I'm going to lay aside every weight and the sin. I'm talking Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. I'm going to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so, get this, easily ensnare me. And I'm just going to start looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. As a child of God, you cannot allow your present to ensnare you. You have to understand point blank that the just live by faith. I said you have to understand point blank that the just live by faith. And faith is God's word. Faith is God's written and reveal word. Paul said in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But then he said, but how are they going to hear it if they don't have a preacher? And how he going to preach if he hadn't been sent or anointed? How he going to know what to say if God hadn't given him what to say? You got to have faith. You got to have faith. You've got to have the word of God to live by. You don't live by what you see when you understand scripture. You live according to what thus saith God. What you see is important. But you don't have to focus on what you see or focus on what you're going through to the point to where it becomes your master. You are not to be the servant of what you are going through right now. But you don't know what I'm going through. I don't have to know what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. He's omniscient. He knows what you're going through now. And he knew you were going to go through it before you even got in it. And he's the one that wrote the book. He knew you were going to go through trouble. He knew you were going to have horrendous circumstances arise in your life. But he still has not changed his mind about how his children should live. Yeah, I know you're going through a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, I know it's rough. Yeah, I know what the doctor has said concerning your situation. But I had changed my mind. I'm God. I want you to live by faith. God don't change just because somebody done told you their prediction of what they done saw on a screen. God changes. Don't try to tell me I don't know what you're going through. It don't matter about me. I'm his preacher. I'm just revealing what he told me. You cannot become a slave to your present. You can't do it. Man, it seemed like bad after bad happened, but you don't allow bad to say that's the way it's going to always be. You are a child of God. You have to let bad know, yeah, I'm going through this cycle, but it's not going to last because God has already told me all things. All things work together for the because I love him. Shout at your neighbor, you better go ahead and praise him for your outcome. Even though all that's taking place right now is bad. You can't allow your present to control you. But Pastor, if you would have heard what he said about my situation and how concerned he was about it, you... I don't care how convinced somebody is about you and how things are going to turn out for you. They can be concerned and convinced based upon what they see, how it's going to end, how it's going to turn out. You have to understand, child of God, that God has the final say. You better recognize how God identified himself. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. And I am the end. But he didn't stop there. He said, I am the author and the finisher, get this, of your faith. Now, if God leading you as you live by, who gonna stop God from getting you to your blessing? Who gonna stop God from getting you to your healing? Who gonna stop God from getting you to Luke 6 and 38? The good. The press. The shaker. And the runner. I'm just believing for my healing, but ain't nothing happening right now. You just keep on trusting God. You just keep on living by faith. You just keep on following Him. Because after a while, what seemed to be like it ain't going to straighten out, it's going to straighten out after a while. All you have to do is just keep. But see, you can't allow what hits your mind hard to control you. Man, sometimes your presence, it really comes against the mind. You'll be in the bed and you're just thinking about how bad it is. Because that's what your circumstances or your presence wants you to think about. And so you will yield yourself to thinking about. Get this, what your flesh wants you to think about. And see, you have to recognize when the flesh is putting pressure on you to think about your presence, you have to bring in the word of God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 and 5. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, meditate or think on these things. He who keeps his mind stayed upon thee, a God, shall be in perfect peace. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or know what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You can't allow a thing to dominate your mind when God has given you the authority, the power to change how you think about things. You better look at yourself the way God has told you to look at yourself. You better look at your situation the way God has told you to look at your situation. Tell your neighbor what you're going through right now is temporary. I know it looked like it's going to be permanent, but what you're going through right now is. Don't you get the calling your present circumstance yours. Like old folk do. Well, you 63. Well, I ain't one of them old folk to do that, though. You know my cancer is. Yeah, my arthritis woke me up this morning. Say to your neighbor, you don't claim what's trying to control you. You better tell somebody else, you don't claim what's trying to control you. You don't claim what's trying to kill you. I said, you don't claim what's trying to kill you. That thing trying to kill you. You don't claim what's trying to. Woo! Say to your neighbor, you better change your mind. For you mess yourself up. Your present situations will make you talk wrong. I don't know what I'm going to do. Seem like every time I get a nickel, I have to spend a dime. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love or use it shall eat the fruit thereof. You better let your financial situation know if it's in a decline, you are just temporary. God is allowing me to go through this, so when I finally come out, I'm going to have a testimony. I'm going to be a witness for him. I'm going to let folk go that no matter what they go through financially, if they keep giving, if they keep trusting God, that God will show up and he will show out. God will do what eyes have not seen and what ears have not heard. Say to your neighbor, don't you allow your present situation to conclude your story. You make up your own story according to what God has promised. You need to start talking about it. I'm going to be blessed just like that woman who was going through stuff in the family. But when God got done with her, not only was she blessed, but everybody in her house was blessed. I'm going to be just like the woman with the issue of blood. She heard about Jesus. She just spoke what was going to happen. And I'm going to do likewise. And God going to bless me in a way. And folks going look at me as a wonder. Why you gonna do that, preacher? Because the things that you see. Are temporary. Say to your neighbor, this ain't gonna last. This ain't gonna last right here. This what I'm going, it ain't gonna last. God ain't done with me yet. This ain't gonna last. But it hurt, but it ain't gonna last. But it's been 7 months, but it ain't gonna last. But the doctor said, but it ain't gonna last. But the things that you don't see are eternal. That's what the word says. They're eternal. See, one thing you got to know. If you in God and God done bless you one time, he coming back with another blessing. See, you got to have in your mind that if God brought you out the last time, he gonna bring you out this time. If it was all foggy for 6 months, But then God brought clarity. He going to do the same thing this time. Because God is eternal, perpetual, unending, or repetitive. And because God is his word, written and revealed, it is unending, perpetual, and repetitive. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass, but not my words. Okay, what they say, the person that said it gonna pass away, but not God's word. Well, I see that based upon this, you're going to die. Well, you're going to die too. All of us going to die. But see, you trying to make me die on your timetable. I ain't going to die on your timetable. Because my Bible done already told me that it is appointed for me to die. And God, based upon the word, he let his children know when their appointment coming. Paul said, the day of my departure is at hand. What was going on? He knew it was his time. While they were beating Stephen laid and the heavens opened up, he knew, look, this is stoning right here is going to be that which God uses to take me into glory. But it was an appointed time. Now, if you out of the will of God, it may not be an appointed time. It's just like what Diggin' Oak alluded to earlier, Sapphira and Ananias and Sapphira. Look, they would have had an appointed time. But when they went against God, they dropped dead at a time they would not expect. But say to your neighbor, that ain't talking about me. I'm living according to the word. I got an appointed time. I don't care what's going on in this body. God ain't going to. God allow you to live with something if it ain't time for you to go. On the other hand, you ain't living right. You can be in the best shape and drop dead at Walmart. Heaven and earth shall pass, but not God's word. Who are you going to trust? Isaiah said it another way. Whose report are you going to believe? Joshua went ahead and gave his answer. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. We're going to submit to the will of God. It's time for some of us to kick our present circumstances to the curb and say, I'm just going to trust God to bring me out. He got a history of bringing folk out. I said he got a history of bringing folks out of horrendous situation. You ain't never read Daniel 3? The Hebrew boys was in a situation that it seemed like it wasn't going to be. No deliverance. But God brought them out. Daniel 6. Daniel was in a lion's den. But God brought him out. Why? Because of his eternal word that will not. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. I don't care if poverty got a hold on you to where your situation is detrimental. You don't have the mind to know what you should do within yourself. All you got to do is just trust what God tells you to do and continue to be led by the Spirit. God will bring you from the bottom to the top. Or God will fulfill his wish for you. Y'all ain't happy yet. He said, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul does prosper. If that's what you wish for me, God, why am I going through what I'm going through? God will put you in a place to where can't nobody bring you out but him. And he'll allow you to get in that place in order for you to focus totally on him, so that when you do come out, you're coming out as one of his witnesses, and you're going to give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I'm done. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise.